I want to open with this. We want to dedicate baby Isle of Faith here today, who just is now 10 and a half weeks old. Praise the Lord, and all beautiful. Hallelujah. But we're going to dedicate her. But I want to talk a little bit about it because, you know, not everyone has, maybe you've never dedicated a child before. Maybe you've never, you know, been to a dedication service. And so as always, we teach. We teach the word. And so we're not just doing things just because it's somebody's tradition. No, we got it right out of scripture. Amen. So we're going to share scripture as we like to do here today. So I want to start here. I actually sang the song this morning, The Blessing. But that blessing came right out of Numbers chapter 6. And over here at verse 23 through 27, well, actually, you can say in verse 22, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall. Amen. That's a command. You know, shall still means shall. You're going to do this. You understand? Amen. He says, you shall bless the children of Israel. And he says, say to them. Now, I want to just briefly note here, you'll read cover to cover throughout the Bible. It starts in Genesis 1. God pronounces the blessing over man. The blessing is always released through words. I can't bless you silently, right? We have to speak good. And the blessing really in its simplest form means to say something good about. On the opposite side is the curse, is to say something bad about. Amen. So he says, but speak the blessing. Speak the blessing, which means we ought not to ever be speaking any type of the curse over ourselves, much less over our children. Amen. We operate and we live a faith. We don't call things that are as though they are. We speak to them according to truth. And the truth is you're blessed. And the truth is you were redeemed. The truth is you are loved. Hallelujah. And so he says, say to them, the Lord bless you. And keep you. The Lord bless you and keep you. You know, Mama Kadadi can bless as far as we're able, but there's a whole lot more that the Lord can do that I can't do. So the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We speak this over our children. We speak this over our families, over our loved ones, over our church family. Hallelujah. We pray this. We believe this. We declare this in faith. Verse 27 says, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. I will put my name on them, and I'm going to bless them. Hallelujah, but I need you to speak this over them. Declare to them what I will do, and I will do it. Amen. So this is why he gave them such a strict charge and a command. This is what you must do because this is what I want to do. And what have we learned here? Anything God wants to have done in the earth is going to come through a man, specifically through a man's mouth. Amen. This is what we saw throughout, you know, this was Moses, Aaron. God had to get to a prophet. Hey, prophet, say this in earth so I can do this in the earth. When you say, I'm now authorized to do it. Hallelujah. This is exactly how Jesus functioned. This is how exactly the apostles function. And this is exactly how every believer is to function in the earth today. Hallelujah. Say, that's me. Amen. You are the establishing covenant witness in the earth. You have so this is old covenant, new covenant. You know, they say testament, but testament means covenant. This, they were declaring their old covenant. We're now declaring our new covenant, which the book of Hebrews says is established on much better promises. Hallelujah. They were looking forward to redemption. We are the redeemed. Hallelujah. In Christ, we have the blood of Jesus. We've been made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Now we are to speak that, we're to say that. But I want to look here also in James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Now, you know, he is light. He is light, but every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. The light of God is in you. At the new birth, the light of God, the glory of God moved into this body. He says that this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Every good and perfect gift. Children are a gift from God. At one point, you were a child too, but you are always His child. And you are a gift. You are a gift to your families, to those round about you. You're a gift to this church family. Hallelujah. And the word says, He sets every member in the body as it pleases Him. In Christ, we're all brothers and sisters. Every one of us. Just get used to it. Eternally, we're brothers and sisters. Amen. There's no sibling rivalries among us. Hallelujah. The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Just go ahead and get used to it. Amen. But every good and perfect gift. So children are a gift from God. He is the author and giver of all life. Hallelujah. So when we dedicate our children to the Lord, we are simply acknowledging this gift came from you. All life came from you. And I'm honoring and giving honor where honor is due and saying, yes, I'm yours to command. We are yours to command. Jesus, you gave all of you. You laid down your life so that I might receive your life. Even though I did nothing to earn it or to deserve it, you loved me. You took my place. You went to the cross that I was supposed to go to. You went to the hell I was supposed to go to for those 3 days and nights so that I didn't have to. I don't have to experience any of that. You paid it all. So now I recognize that you are my life. You are my source. And now we're returning this back to you. Amen. To your service. So again, we are saved not just so that you can someday go to heaven. It's Paul writes, it's far, and we all recognize this if you think about it, it's far better to be in heaven right now than it is to be on earth. I don't care whatever you think your best day is here, it's nothing upside of heaven, right? But why are you here? I mean, you're saved. You know that, you know, should the Lord tarry, his body goes by way of the grave, you're going to go to heaven, but why are you here now? I'm saved to serve. Amen. I'm not just saved so I can learn how to use my faith to get some more stuff so I can just somehow accumulate all this. For what purpose? No, the purpose is to serve. I'm healed so that I can serve, right? I'm blessed so I can be a blessing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. We give thanks to God for the gift of bringing children into our home and in our family. Number one, this is the heart of, but I want to look here also in scripture, and this is Jesus. This is Mary and Joseph, and Luke chapter 2, verse 22 says, now when the days of her purification, according to the laws were completed, law of Moses were completed, they brought him, which is Jesus, to Jerusalem, this is to the temple, to present him to the Lord. They brought Jesus to church. And they brought him to the priest or pastor, you know, to present him to the Lord, to dedicate him and return him back to the Lord. This was under the covenant law. This is what they were charged to do. You know, we have our Bible reading schedule. We started in Genesis and we've been reading through the Old Testament and going all the way through to Revelation this year. And so I was just reading in here the other day, it was talking about the laws of this. And it was just interesting to see this here played out in Luke. Hallelujah. But again, Luke 22, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. So it is a recognition that the life of our child is a gift from God for which we give thanks. Hallelujah. It is also an acknowledgement that their life rightfully belongs to God, who is the author and giver of all life. We skip down to verse 34. Luke 2:34 says, then Simeon blessed them. He didn't just bless Jesus. He blessed them, the family, it says. And it said to his Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign which will be spoken against. So again, he prophesies over him. And then also Anna was also there in the temple who had been praying for the Christ. And she, and the Bible says she's been praying a long time. A long time. We don't actually know how old she was, but she was old. She was old. But she was there in the temple praying and praying and praying and praying for the child, praying for the Christ to come. Hallelujah. And she saw him before she died, which was her request, which was her request. Amen. So Jesus was brought by his parents to the temple, and he was dedicated or returned to the service of the Lord. The Bible says also in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. That sounds like to me around the clock. When you wake up, and when you're at breakfast, when you're at lunch, when you're at dinner, when you're going to bed, you're talking the word of God to them. That's what he's talking about in context here. As parents, we will, by God's grace. So again, when we're dedicating our children to the Lord, we're not just saying, hey, God, here's my baby, dropping her off for you. No. We're a family together. Amen. And we all have a part in this. As parents, we will, by God's grace, provide godly instruction to our children that they will know him in all their ways. By also providing a godly example for them to follow. You know, it doesn't work to just tell children, do as I say, not as I do. It doesn't matter what you say. If your actions are different, they will follow what you actually do, right? Amen. So we're to provide a godly example. So Paul wrote it this way to his spiritual children in the faith. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Model this example of faith which I have lived among you, right? He doesn't say if I wake up at 4 a.m. and I eat eggs and sausage, you need to wake up at 4 and eat eggs and sausage, right? Follow the example of faith. So as parents, we're to be living examples for them while also correspondingly teaching them this is why we do this. So again, even a pastor has come to you, and when we share the word of God, I don't share opinion, I don't share thoughts, I don't share what somebody said. I'm bringing you what the Bible says. So again, you don't just have to take my word for anything. We've got chapter and verse for everything. Amen. We got a whole lot of scriptures, even as we're sharing here this morning. We're not just doing this because we read it somewhere once upon a time. Maybe it kind of means this. No, there's a whole lot of scripture for everything. Hallelujah. This is why we do this. And so now we can mix faith with it. He says here also in Ephesians 6, 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Teach them to know the Lord. Teach them to have some translations say the fear of God. It doesn't mean I'm afraid of God. It means reverence. It means to have respect for the house of God, for the things of God. Again, we give honor where honor is due. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, and this is a solemn promise that I, as a father, or we as parents, that we are now also dedicating ourselves to raise our children for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We're to live for the praise of his glory, every one of us. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. This is Jesus. It says, then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Ouch. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased. The Bible makes note, he wasn't just displeased. He was greatly displeased. You're doing what? Y'all stop it right now. He said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms. He laid hands on them and he blessed them. This is right back to number six, right back to number six. So again, the ministers were charged, you shall do this. you shall pronounce the blessing over the children. And now the disciples thought they were helping Jesus and said, no, you don't want to bother Jesus. And Jesus is like, oh, no, y'all bring them babies over here right now. Put them in my lap. I've got something to say over them. This is what should have been happening all along. And y'all somehow got off course here. But let me help you out. No, we're going to bless these children, every one of them. And I don't know how many children were in the crowd that day. But don't you know when one or two came up, every mama in there brought their baby to Jesus? You know they did. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I've got a teenager. I need you to bless Jesus. Hallelujah. You know they did. Glory to God. So again, we as pastors and as a church, we pray the blessing of the Lord over the children. So that's what we're getting ready to do here today. So I want to go ahead and invite up Alice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to go ahead and invite the family up as well. Hallelujah. So all family, extended family, y'all come on up. Hallelujah.
Yeah, take fiction.
Come over. Mm-hmm.
And this beautiful gown is from Manny and Duke. Grandmother sent socks and shoes and yeah.
Y'all just come on in here.
Does it look okay?
Did we just, yeah. Just keep sliding over.
You just moved me around.
Hallelujah. Nana called. Yes. Hallelujah. And of course, all the church family. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Lainey, stand over here. That's okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Amen. So just take
no, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Amen. Well, hallelujah to Jesus. So this is Alice Faith. Hallelujah. And so we're dedicating Alice Faith and her beautiful self to the Lord today. And so even as Pastor Paula and I, we're going to lay hands. We're going to speak the blessing of the Lord. And y'all release your faith as well. Amen. To pray over her, to pray over the family, that she will come to know the Lord. That she will be brought up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And I want to pray this scripture over her. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, Alice, declares the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." The word also says in Ephesians 2:10, "For Alice, you are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God predestined for you, Alice, beforehand, taking paths which he set apart that you would walk in them, living the good life which he's prearranged and made ready for you to live." And finally, we pray Ephesians 1:17-19, and we pray, Alice, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him. For we know the Father through the Son, and we pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with the light by the Holy Spirit, so that you may know and cherish the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and so that you will begin to know what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power who is in us who believe. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, yes, we bless Alice. We pray the hand of the Lord is upon you. Every moment, from the moment you wake throughout your day, to when you go to sleep throughout your night season, the hand of the Lord is upon you. We pray in Psalm 91:16, with long life, he is satisfying you. He's showing you his salvation. And we cover you in the blood of Jesus. And we declare in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall not know terror. You shall not know darkness. You shall not know evil. Yes, mm-hmm. But the blessing of the Lord is keeping you all the days of your life, and you will fulfill of God's purpose. You will come to see and know the hope of his calling, and you will fulfill it. Even from an early age, we, even as your parents and family, we'll see it, we'll know it, and we'll train you up in it by God's grace. And we give you thanks today in Jesus' name.
In you have Jesus something name. On that? Yes, and she will lay hands on the sick.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Will recover because she's carrying the fire of God. He showed me that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you. She's going to be an instrument. She is an instrument for the glory of God.
Thank you,
Jesus. To make a difference in the lives of those around her, to be an example for God to shine his light just like he is right now. We thank you, Lord. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I just want to, can I read that real quick before we take pictures? So, baby Alice means her name, to walk honorably, to love truth, to carry quiet strength, to reflect God's gentleness in a loud world. A woman called Alice reflects the kind of ability God values, a heart that chooses truth, a spirit that walks gently but stands firm. Strength wrapped in kindness is what Alice means. The name Alice Faith combines two names with rich traditional meanings. Alice refers to noble or exalted, while faith represents trust or devotion. Together, the name can be interpreted as a noble trust or a devotion to high-mindedness. Alice means noble, exalted, or truth. Faith, commonly signifying confidence, trust, or devotion. The combination blends a classic regal first name with a meaningful spiritual virtue name conveying a sense of loyal and high principled character. In the scripture, Colossians 3:1-2, if then you are raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things of earth. And one more thing, don't want to read that poem. Okay, my cousin Bobby Jo, God gave her this poem. Oh, if I can read it. It's called Daddy's Girl. Let me hand her to you.
Give me that, baby.
Thank you. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
It's called Daddy's Girl. She was chosen before her heartbeat was heard. Before lullabies, blankets, or her first spoken word. A plan written softly in heaven above. Sealed not by chance, but by covenant love.
Not formed by accident, not claimed by delay, but carried in prayer as God made the way. While hearts waited patiently, trusted his hand, he wove her forever into his plan. For she is a daughter twice held, twice claimed, first by her daddy, who lovingly named. Each breath she would take, each tear she might cry, each moment she'd look to the Father on high. Through open arms and a promise kept true, God whispered, this child was always for you. And the love did not lessen, it multiplied grace as heaven smiled wide on this sacred embrace. So welcome, sweet Alice, so treasured, so known, never forgotten, never alone. You are deeply wanted, divinely unfurled, a miracle wrapped in a daddy's girl.
Thank you. Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Alice Faith.
Alice, so do we need to take pictures real quick with everybody? Do you all want to stand together like that? And Shannon, did you want to come up here? Maybe just these guys, and then we'll swap out real quick. We're just going to take a couple pictures real quick. How do you want to do it? I'll stand on the other side.
Come here, Nana. And Noah.
Now can I get my mom and aunts real quick to come up? Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Over here.
Thank you.
Good. Amen.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Alice Faye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah.